Yes, greetings to all in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to inspire us this morning from the Word of God and from the heart of God in His desire for us and how He desires for us to walk with Him. His response that He desires from us. I had shared some on the faithfulness of God and how His end, in His end, He is faithful. I do not believe that on our end it's just the work of a puppet, so to speak. I do believe that God does look for a response, a coming forward on our end, and then He meets that response with His work. And so in the end, everything that has ever happened to us spiritually, every good thing, will always come from the Father. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift cometh from above. And that is something that we must always keep in mind. There is nothing that we can produce in our own strength. People have tried. But the more that we can recognize that, the easier and the less frustrating our path in this life will be. If we realize that every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father, And that is also a comforting thing, because we can see in our own lives and in the world around us that there are so many things that are dysfunctional, that are falling apart. And there are so many things that will war against the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is so contrary to the thinking of this world. We were in a place last evening where we got this flyer in the mail, and they were doing a promotion. This travel agency was doing a promotion, and they had sent out random postcards to different people. And we happened to get one, and what they were doing is they were giving out free plane tickets for people to come and become part of their program. And what their program was is it was a vacation program. You had to pay so much to become a member of this club, and then you would have advantages in traveling and in vacation and all of that. And so we were sitting in this room with about maybe 10 other couples. And, of course, the first thing we did is we went around the room and asked, the teacher went around the room and asked each person what their goals are in travel. And I was just reminded of the carnality of a man. So we went around the room there and listened to each person and how that each person had these dream vacations. And I was just amazed at the carnality of man and how that a man left himself will pursue himself. And so, there was a lot of dreams and things about self and how that I could have this perfect vacation. And so, but with God, when we stay in a mindset like that, we will not please God. We will not do the things of God. If you think about Paul and Peter and a lot of these men of God, they did not have a will and an agenda of their own. It was them that had chose to fall in that rock of Jesus Christ and be broken, and it was through that they had given up their will, and they had basically sold themselves to God and become a servant of God and had committed their life for the service of Jesus Christ in response to their love for the Father and their love for what Jesus Christ did for them. in response to that, they gave their rest of their lives and yielded up their members for instruments of righteousness. And that is God's heart and desire for us. Rather than to walk in our own way and end up in destruction. And so the importance here is to be broken. And it says here in Acts 1, verse 5, it says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And then it says again in 7, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be his witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And I think what that's saying is that we will not have the strength to do this in our own, but there will have to come something outside of ourselves in order for us to be that witness, in order for us to make those choices. There will have to be a work done. We will need to be filled with the Spirit. And as I was sharing yesterday, that it's okay to continually seek brokenness. Many of us that have been born again have had an experience when we came into the kingdom where we felt very small, we confessed our sins, and we gave our hearts to the Lord, and we acknowledged that we're not going to be able to make it, and had started out in brokenness, but after a period of years, we became hard and callous. Again, we became indifferent, and our lives were, largely consumed with self. And so my encouragement is that it's safe to be broken time and time again. It's a walk of brokenness. And then I'd like to add to that that the same is true with us receiving the Spirit. I do believe there's that beginning when we receive the Spirit. And obviously, each person that is a child of God does have the Spirit of God. But I also believe that as the apostles many a times in the book of Acts said they came together and they prayed and number of times it says the place was shaken. And they were filled with boldness, and they spake the word of God. And I believe that there are ongoing receiving of the Spirit. I believe that as the cares of this life creep in, it tends to choke out the word. And so I believe it's important that we continually seek that Holy Spirit-filled life. And the way to do that is to be open in our hearts, to continually walk with an open heart. When as soon as our heart starts closing, we become blinded. And so it's important that we continually walk with honest and open hearts, not being as a hypocrite, but rather being totally honest with where we are and what, where we are and everything, and can continually walk in that transparent way. And a heart like that will be recognized by the Father and will be continually poured into by the Father with his love and comfort and also with his power. And a heart like that, who has faith in the power of God, will be recognized by the Father, and he will perform his works through a heart like that. So it is well worth our effort to walk in a way like that, to continually lay down our own pride and our own self-will. And a life like that is a blessed life. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his ways be continually upon your lives and my life, and may we be faithful to the end. God bless you.